Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Facebook CEO Sheryl Sandberg has been making the rounds of major media outlets promoting her book, Lean In, Women, Work, and the Will to Lead. It's a hot topic for debate. After decades of presumably equal access to all fields of professional endeavor, why aren't women leading? For instance, nobody bats an eyelash at the thought of female lawyers or judges, but at just about every courthouse in the country, most of the judges are men, which is what makes it all the more notable that in the federal courthouse in Oakland, California, all the judges are women. I got to sit down with them at lunch not too long ago. Female judges don't look any different from female lawyers, but if you know they're all judges, it does feel like coming into personal contact with a little bit of history. Naturally, I had to ask if there's a noticeable difference with an all-female bench. Naturally, there were differences of opinion. Here's Judge Phyllis Hamilton.
I think the only real difference is we do have these regular lunches together and we talk shop most of the time, but we also talk shopping and other things that maybe if we had male colleagues here, we wouldn't talk about. But other than that, I don't see many differences.
I don't know. I would talk about that with my male colleagues.
You would?
Too. Sure.
And I don't like to talk about shopping.
That was Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers interjecting. Altogether, there are 6 judges at the federal courthouse in Oakland. Not a single one thought as a little girl that she would be a judge. Most thought lawyer, corporate lawyer, government lawyer, city attorney, public defender. Another was a professor of law. One started out as a cop. Invariably, somebody else suggested the idea of donning the robes. Again, here's Judge Gonzalez-Rogers.
So I had all of these seasoned women judges and attorneys who I really looked up to, who basically said, come on, move on. You've got to do this, and it's as important. So I ultimately did put in an application.
Courthouses periodically host school groups coming through. Sometimes it's an all-female class from Mills College in Oakland. When one of the students asked whether being a woman affects the way they judge, the judges demurred. But they did agree that personal history does make a difference. Showing the class her chambers, Judge Donna Ryu reflected on that fact.
You know, you're the mix of all of your life experience, and the fact that I grew up with working parents, or the fact that I have 4 brothers, or played sports, might have some impact on how I see a dispute and some subtle way in which I make a decision.
It's just a coincidence that a number of women judges in the Northern District, with the seniority to ask for it, asked to be posted in Oakland. But what are the chances? Women make up about 30% of federal judges in California, as they do on average nationwide. That's even though graduating law classes have been evenly split along gender lines for about 2 decades now. Judge Ryu says you don't get to gender parity on the bench without establishing gender parity at law firms first.
We have a very strong Bar Association of San Francisco, and about a dozen years ago, they created this diversity task force. They got 100-plus prominent firms to sign on, and on top of just keeping track of statistics, they've done things like study what's going on with, for example, minority lawyers in law firms. Are they being recruited? Are they staying? Are they making it into management positions? What are the barriers? How do we get around them? It's that kind of intentional study that really changes things in the long run.
It's easier to limit office hours working for the government, so that's why you see many women making inroads. In corporate law, men still dominate, especially the ranks of trial lawyers, and those are the guys that make partner most of the time. Nina Marino is a partner at Kaplan Marino, a criminal defense law firm in Beverly Hills.
Really, when you look at the law firms, what's the level of women partners? It's not 50%. It's not even close. I would be surprised if it was even 30%. So the barriers have to be broken down at the most fundamental of levels, which is really the law firms.
Back at the courthouse, Judge Phyllis Hamilton says she can see it from the bench.
I mean, I really notice when there's more than one woman in the courtroom, and oftentimes there's not even one. I notice when there are people of color in the courtroom, and there are oftentimes none.
That lack of diversity speaks volumes to everybody in the courtroom, the plaintiffs, the witnesses, the jurors, even the public.
Well, certainly having a female judge changes the way the courtroom feels to the women appearing in the courtroom.
That's San Francisco trial lawyer Nancy Clarence of Clarence, Dyer & Cohen.
the judges should look like the people that they serve, the people whose interests they decide. The cases that come before them are diverse. The people that come before them are diverse. And for us as a people to continue to care about and respect the law, we have to ensure that our legal system and our judicial branch reflects the people that it serves.
Things are headed in that direction, but slowly. Given that federal judgeships are lifetime appointments, it may take another 20 years for women to reach gender parity on the federal bench in California. Here's another in our occasional series on people who volunteer in California called The Giving State. Today we meet a psychology student who answers the phone for a counseling hotline in San Francisco in the wee hours of the morning.
My name's Keith, and I'm a volunteer with the San Francisco Night Ministry. I think the call that comes into my mind is a call that truly was a crisis for a person, a woman who was thinking about taking her life, and she had pills and a razor blade, and I was able to convince her to put the pills back in the drawer and take the razor blade into the other room, and it was a very moving call for me. I was happy to get to the place after a couple of hours where she seemed to be in a better spot. Over the years, there's been something that just continued to kind of nudge at me inside to say, Keith, you should really pursue this counseling path. And so recently, I've left high tech and am back in school and studying psychology in a master's program. San Francisco Night Ministry, this is Keith.
Keith was interviewed by our former intern, Don Clyde. You can listen to this profile again and hear other profiles online at californiareport.org/givingstate. That's the California Report for Monday, March 11th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org.